Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Friday, September 29th, 2023. Poland's Conservatives maintain lead over opposition in new survey. New Polish portal to boost innovation and collaboration in research. And long-awaited giraffe born at Polish Zoo. Good afternoon. Poland's incumbent Conservative Party have polled ahead of their nearest rivals in the run-up to the country's general election. If the elections were taking place now, 39% of respondents declared they would vote for the ruling United Right camp. Meanwhile, 30% of those asked said they would vote for the Civic Coalition. These numbers are the same as the result of a similar poll conducted last week. The far-right Confederation came third with 10% of respondents declaring they would cast their vote for the grouping, 1 percentage point more than last week. A new web portal has been launched in Poland, designed to assist entrepreneurs and researchers in finding information on innovative projects, patents and publications. The website, available in Polish and English, acts as a hub, consolidating information on innovative publications, scientific projects, expert achievements in various fields, patents, research equipment and financing, including free reports and analyses. The portal, innovacja.opi.org.pl, was rolled out on September 11th by the state-run National Information Processing Institute. A baby giraffe has been born at a zoo in southern Poland, making a breakthrough in giraffe breeding in Poland. The female calf, who measures 180 centimetres already, was born recently at the Silesian Zoological Garden in the city of Chorzów. This is the first giraffe born in 7 years and the 20th overall at the Silesian Zoo. The calf has not yet received a name. The zoo has assured it will be chosen once the caretakers have a better understanding of her character. The female will remain at the zoo until she reaches maturity. At that point, the breeding coordinator will decide whether to transfer her to another zoo or allow her to stay in Chorzów. And finally, Gdańsk City Councillors have voted unanimously this week in support of the Polish government's drive for reparations for the losses suffered by Poland during World War II. The Council's Law and Justice Councillors submitted their resolution, which was further extended to include Russia's responsibility for losses during World War II as well. The statement reads in part, "The Republic of Poland suffered proportionally the greatest personal and property losses of all countries attacked by the Third German Reich during World War II. The losses resulted not only from military operations, but primarily from German occupation policy, in particular the deliberate and organised extermination of the population in the occupied territories of the Polish state, as well as from the intensive exploitation of Polish society, including forced labour and deliberate destruction of property and cultural heritage."
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day in a gentle breeze, clouding over later in the afternoon and with chances of rain in the evening. Temperatures of 25 degrees Celsius, 75 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 14 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn more cloudy with some sunny intervals in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 20 degrees during the day and 10 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.